against Cam, so that pulled up the victory for him. And then Ricky Williams back to his normal self again last night against Underwood with 24 points, 11 rebounds, another double-double for him. No surprise there. And 10 points for Ian Patrick as well, as they once again shot the ball well, 54% from the field, 20 of 37. So, yeah, a lot of guys that can really contribute there when they need to. It's not just Ricky Williams out there. Other guys are going to need to step up and be good players, too, to get them to move on.
On the other side for Villisca, they also had to win three games to get here, beating Bedford, South Page, and then Sydney in the district final in that opener against Bedford. The Blue Jays had to shake off Bedford and rally back. They were down 27 to 22 at halftime, and then were able to come back in the second half to outscore Bedford in that second half of the ball game, 43-30 to rally for a 65-57 win. And they do it with a lot of balance. Travis Herzberg had 24 points, 16 from Damon Sunderman. Max Mauderly had 11. Austin Sorensen had 10. They shot 61% from the floor, 23 of 38, and also had 17 of their 26 free throw attempts to give them that victory. Second round, it was a win over South Page that they dominated early, 69-39, as they rolled out to a lead and a big win. This time it was Mauderly with 26, and Herzberg had 16. Sunderman had a dozen. They shot 44% from the arc. Didn't help themselves much from the free throw line either, just 9 of 23, and they still were able to win quite easily. And then they were able to beat Sydney in the district final game, which was a bounce-back game for them. They lost by 2 to Sydney in their final regular season game of the year. Blue Jays, though, had a nice night, shooting 48% from the floor. They hit 22 free throws. That's the good news. The downside is they had 38 attempts, so they left a lot on the board there, too, but still able to pick up a 51-44 win. And again, balanced scoring with Herzberg having 16, Mauderly 13, Sunderman a dozen points and 10 rebounds. You know, they do have a couple of kids who they depend on quite a bit, but they typically will get not just one or two in double digits. Many nights they'll have three, maybe four kids break into double figures. So that's how you know, those are drought busters is what they are. When you know you can count on other kids and you're not just leaning on one guy, that's a real help to a program.
Yeah, it certainly is. You can have that one guy that, you know, maybe has an off night, but you know you have three other guys out there that are averaging double figures on the season that can step up and be that player that fills that void. You know, you got to put points on the board no matter what game it is out there, and you've got a lot of guys that can do that for them. It's a nice asset to their team.
You bet. So these two teams on the floor getting loose. They'll be introduced here in just a couple of moments to a good crowd here at Abraham Lincoln High School. You expect that this time of the season as we get the end of the year point as well. We'll take a time out and we'll be back to it. And when we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Band products and Prius-Soap posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair, 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Call John at Dvorak Tire and Service, who's been in the tire and repair business for 32 years in Atlantic. For tire repair, engine work, oil changes, and on-the-farm tire repair, call Dvorak Tire and Service, 243-2638 or 249-9206. Located on North Olive Street, just north of KJAN. New Tech Seed is a premier seed brand focused on providing farmers with the power to outperform and offer genetics and traits that provide outstanding yield potential. For all your corn and soybean needs, visit yieldleader.com or call Steve Wilcox, 712-254-0728.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Abraham Lincoln High School tonight in Council Bluffs as we get ready for the start of our basketball game here tonight. It's a 1A sub-state championship game. The winner punches a ticket to the boys' state basketball tournament in Des Moines. And we should have a good one here for you tonight as Villisca battling Riverside tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. The visitors tonight will be the Riverside Bulldogs. They're wearing their road blue uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. And here's how the Dogs will line up tonight. Jason Schellingowski has the team at a 23-1 mark on the season. As they enter tonight's ball game, it'll be Ian Pat to start. 5'10 and a junior. Tanner Ford starts again tonight, a 5'11 junior. Ricky Williams, the 6'7 senior down low, along with Garrett Graves at 6 foot and team that's really driven more or less by their play inside.
Yeah, Ricky Williams obviously a big part of what they do. 27 points per game. He shoots 61%. A lot of high percentage shots. He's also a pretty good free throw shooter, 74% on the year. So if you do foul him, he's pretty good when he gets to the line. They shoot about 50% as a team, 33% from the outside. A team that has taken 273 three-point attempts on the season. So they will put him as his feet. 8 rebounds, 58 blocks, so also an imposing force on the defensive end that can make some guys think twice when they're inside there. And Brady Ryan, a guy that does a lot of things, 97 assists and 59 steals here on the season for the Hawks. So they've got some guys that can step up. You look at the scoring, Ian Patrick, Brady Ryan, they both average just close to 10 points a game, 9 points. Guys that can really play the ball game as well.
Take a look at the starting lineup here for the Villisca Blue Jays tonight. Jim Obermeyer's club, 22-4 on the season. Here's how they'll go tonight. It'll be Colton Drake, a 6'3 sophomore, along with Travis Herzberg at 6'1 and a senior. Max Moderly, a 6'3 senior. Damon Sunderman at 6'1 and a senior. And Austin Sorensen, a 6'1" senior, will be your starting five tonight for the Blue Jays.
And for the Blue Jays, Herzberg with 17 per game. Sunderman at 15 and Moderly with 12. Also 10 for Sorensen and 44% range, 58% from the free throw line. You look at as far as rebounding goes, a couple of guys doing that. Damon Sunderman with 344, Moderly with 204, and 100 assists coming this year from Austin Sorensen as well. And then we have Herzberg with 83 steals and 20 blocks on the season. So a lot of guys that contribute on both sides of the ball there for Villisca.
You bet. So that's your matchups here tonight. We'll take a timeout. And we'll have the opening tap when we come to football on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Realty Services. Call them for land, brokerage buying, and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to Missouri River and the Missouri state line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give them a call, 641-322-3146, Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. When it comes to financial security, trust Thrivent Financial. Find out about how they can help you reach your financial goals. Call Matt Heller from Audubon or Derek Sargent from Adair, 800-369-1527. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investments Management, member FINRA, and SIPC.
Oh, we're awaiting the national anthem here tonight. The players have been introduced to the crowd here this evening. A nice crowd here.
All right, at this time, everyone, please stand and jump for the playing of our national anthem.
Let's listen in for our national anthem. Expect to hear a lot of noise from the Riverside crowd. We're sitting right in the middle here on this side of the arena tonight. The Blue Jay fans on the opposite side of the auditorium here this evening at Abraham Lincoln High School. And again, your starters for the ball game tonight look like this. It'll be Colton Drake, Travis Herzberg, Max Moderly, Damon Sunderman, and Austin Sorensen for Villisca. For Riverside, Ian Patrick, Brady Ryan, Tanner Ford, Ricky Williams, and Garrett Graves. You're starting five on the floor here tonight. As we get ready to go, Ricky Williams in the center circle. He'll jump it up for the Bulldogs. And for the Blue Jays, they are going to send Max... Nope, they're not. They're going to send Damon Sunderman into the center circle to jump it up here tonight. Well, we're about ready to play basketball here this evening. 1A sub-state championship game here tonight. The whistle is blown. The ball is in the air. The tap is up, and it is controlled by the Bulldogs. They will have it first as it's saved nicely over on the far side by Brady Ryan. Tanner Ford with the basketball, and ahead comes Riverside for the first time here tonight. They work it left side now. Ford with it off the arc. He's directing traffic. He'll bring it back out, dump it into the corner now quickly to Patrick. Ian Patrick back to Ford. Right side it comes to Ryan on the circle. Ryan bounce feet into the corner. Open Patrick, wide open. He'll fire up a three ball. No good. Backside rebound is put back up by Ford and missed as it rims out. Rebounded on the floor by the Blue Jays. Maliska with the basketball. He'll bring it up the floor here for the first time. And we're going to have a foul as Brady Ryan was riding Austin Sorensen coming up the floor. That'll be the first on Ryan. Team foul number one, of course, against the Riverside Bulldogs. Nice crowd here tonight. Great atmosphere for basketball. Blue Jays with the basketball. Sorensen across the circle. Out top, he'll dump it across here near side to Sunderman. Sunderman looking for some help. He'll step up to the arc. Wants to get rid of it. Looks for Moderly here on the near side. He'll curl and go with a left-hand dribble to the baseline. Dump it down low. Not a good pass in traffic as Garrett Graves is right there to take that ball off the floor. And up quickly now comes Riverside. Ford down low. They post inside with Williams. He dribbles across the baseline and goes right to the basket for two. Boy, life's easy if you can do that all night.
Yeah, it's tough to slow down a guy like that can just slide his way along the baseline and a real big body to try to stop.
Sorensen front court now for the Blue Jays as he works across out here top to the near side to Herzberg. Out high it goes. They lob it down low, posting underneath. Colton Drake knocked away and stolen. Ricky Williams up with a loose ball. Riverside quickly back the other way. It's Ford on the left side. He'll dump it out top. They'll work it around Patrick. He pulls up, lobs it down low for Williams. That's an easy layup on the block. It's 4-0 Riverside. 6:20 left to go here in this first quarter. Blue Jays with the basketball now front court. Herzberg off the right side. Working it off the dribble. Looking low. Now drives into the lane. Knocked away and stolen by Graves once again off the floor. Back the other direction comes Riverside with a 4-0 lead. Ford with it here on the right wing. He'll leave it out top for Patrick. Left side it goes to Ryan. Brady Ryan fires it across here to Patrick. He'll drive and scoot through. Ball stripped free. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be tied up. He tried to scoot his way through some traffic. It's tied up inside. And the ball belongs to Velisca. They have the arrow. 5:53 left to go here in this first quarter. It's 4-0 in favor of Riverside in this 1A sub-state final. Velisca up the floor now. Sorensen crosses the half-court line, leaves it out top for Sunderman. Here to the left side, it's Herzberg. Herzberg on the circle, and he'll back it off. Travis Herzberg back out near the mid-court stripe. Now he turns and asks for timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here during the short break. 4-0 now, Riverside with the advantage. Blue Jays trying to get something going. They've been trying to stick that ball inside here the last couple of possessions, but the Bulldogs have been having none of that.
Yeah, it's been pretty tough here so far for Velisca, and of course Riverside, when you can get the ball into Ricky Williams' hands on the block like they have a couple of times, it's been very successful for them. So that's obviously something that Coach Obermeyer is going to want to talk about, trying to eliminate the easy entry there down low to Williams, because it's going to be an awful long night if they can't get that figured out.
5:37 left in this first quarter. The Blue Jays will have the basketball as they'll inbound out front here in center court. Sorensen dumps it to the backcourt to Herzberg, and he'll bring it right back to Sorensen. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs as Sorensen dumps it out top out of Sunderman. Here left side, Herzberg. Herzberg looking for the backdoor lob. It's not there as Sunderman scoots by. Herzberg, top of the circle, gets a screen. He'll step it back inside now. Still looking for some help. Not a lot of ball penetration yet as he gets it inside to Sunderman. He drives, stops, and kicks it back out to Herzberg. Herzberg the left side. Into the corner it goes. Sorensen, the three ball on the way. No good. High rebound inside. He is out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Jays. Graves tried to save it, couldn't keep it in. 5:06 to go in the quarter. Still 4-0 Riverside. Velisca will inbound on the baseline. Sorensen will look to key it in now. Still looking. Now fires it right side. Herzberg grabs, head fake, steps back, fires up a 16-footer. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Jays. Last touch apparently by Williams inside, fighting for the rebound. Ball belongs to Velisca underneath. Sorensen looking, now fires it out high to Herzberg. Herzberg right side, crossover dribble with the left hand, across the top of the lane he goes. Steps back from the free throw line, the jumper in and out, no good. Rattled in, came out, and Williams was right there to clean up the rebound. Riverside front court. Ball tapped away loose. Herzberg saves it inbounds to the back court, but it's going to, oh, now it's lost. I was going to say it's going to be picked up by Brady Ryan, but it got caught behind his back, and he spun around to reach for it, and he kicked out. So the Blue Jays now get it back. A quick hand creates a turnover. So Herzberg will take the inbound feed this time at center court. Blue Jays still looking for their first points here. 4.5 minutes left to go in this first quarter. To the high post it goes now. Quick lob down low as Colton Drake tried to get it underneath. Couldn't find anyone. It was tapped away in traffic and stolen again by the Bulldogs. Ryan up the floor now, lost the dribble momentarily, fires it to Ford. Ford lobs for Williams, and we got a push in the back down low. That's going to be a foul against, I believe, Max Moderly. Let's see who whistled the foul on. He and Williams were fighting for position inside. It will be on Moderly. That'll be his first.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Preosote posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Peck Trucking and Excavation, they have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites, and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner Dave Peck a call at 712-789-0707 or 712-767-2617. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita, 762-3803.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Corning Family Dentistry. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give us a call at 641-322-3146. Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. JP Lumber in Oakland, your first and only stop for all of your home improvement needs. They also have a garden center with all of your landscaping supplies and locally created garden decor. JP Lumber in Oakland, 712-482.
Points here early. Herzberg out top of the basketball. Now Damon Sunderman goes down low. Bank shot up and good. Blue Jays finally, with 3 minutes left in the first quarter, get their first points of the ball game as Damon Sunderman banks one in down low. Right side, a couple of substitutions in now for Riverside as well during a quick timeout. David Anderson attempt, and a bank shot up and good down low. He got it inside to Williams. He hung in the air, banks one home, and the foul is going to go against Austin Sorensen. I believe. Let's wait and see. Gets 42. Austin Sorensen gets the foul. Williams with another bucket. And a chance to make it a three-point play here now for the Blue Jays, for the Bulldogs. It's no good, and the rebound is Sorensen. 10-2. Riverside on top here early. And another turnover by the Blue Jays as Sorensen's pass up ahead is thrown too tall out of bounds. Riverside using that meat down low here to build themselves an early lead at 10-2. Up the floor come the Bulldogs now as Anderson has it out top. He'll dump it off to the left side. And with the basketball there, we have a foul whistle down low. And it's going to be whistled down underneath against Travis Herzberg. Inbound speed for the Blue Jays. They get it to the left side. Dribbling into the free throw lane. Quick jumper up. Line drive, no good. Right side now out top. A jumper up on the way, no good. And the rebound taken away again by the Dogs. Malachi Dillon's into the ballgame. Wearing a different number than we had listed for him. Kind of confused me, but Ian Patrick's not confused. He just went in from the left side. Just inside the circle. And 12-2 now in favor of the Riverside Bulldogs. Minute 48 left to go here this opening quarter. Blue Jays have it. Herzberg top of the circle. Damon Sunderman with it, rather. He'll turn down the left side of the lane, spin in traffic, floated up with one hand, no good, has to go up over Williams. Rebound is taken inside by Colton Drake, and his shot attempt was pulled right back at him by Williams. Now outside, it comes to Herzberg. He'll reset the offense for Velisca. Crossover from the elbow right side, he jumps it up and in. Travis Herzberg off the dribble, sets up his own shot. A minute 20 to go here in the first quarter, 12-4 Riverside.
Good looking jumper there, and that's probably what the Blue Jays are going to have to do, hit those mid-range shots here to try to open things up.
Patrick dumps it out top. Dillon, left side. Anderson open. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Long rebound comes to Sorensen. And up the floor, Sorensen will work the ball on the dribble. Sorensen up top. Gets a screen. Turns. Looks low. It's not there. He wanted Herzberg underneath, but he's not there. Now he just leans in and flips one up and then off the glass. That was a basket of necessity. He was stuck in no man's land. He just turned and flipped it up underhand, left-handed off the glass and in. 12-6. Down low, Williams has the ball nearly stripped away. Now on the baseline, Banks went up and in traffic, no good. It's off the rim, but a foul. He'll get two free throws. Ricky Williams will go to the line here for Riverside. They're going to whistle that foul against Colton Drake. That'll be his first. 39 seconds left to go in his first quarter. Ricky Williams with the line for Riverside. His first one is no good. One more free throw here for Williams with 39-6 left in the first quarter. And his second try is good. Just one of his two. 13-6. Riverside the lead. Velisca with the basketball. Sorensen up the backside now with it. As he'll work it across the timeline, Dillon picks him up at half court. Sorensen needs some help. Herzberg comes out to get it in the center circle. Riverside hounding that man-to-man defense. Down to 20 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Herzberg center circle, still looking, now takes off and stops, 15 seconds, and now they'll set things in motion with 10 seconds to go. Herzberg gets the screen, goes left, down the lane, left side, goes all the way to the racket, blocked by Williams, back out it comes, picked up here near side by Monterly, he'll jump it up, no good, rebound Williams out of the air as time runs out in the first quarter. The left hand, a tough time getting started on offense. Big trail. 13-6 for Riverside after one quarter. Chris has the second quarter. When we come back, this is high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For the best lawn on the block, give Luxury Lawn in Atlantic a call. They do leaf pickup, hedge trimming, gutter cleaning, spring cleaning and dethatching, and even snow removal. Give Luxury Lawn a call for an estimate, 712-254-0889. Oinker's Lounge and Grill serves great burgers, steaks, seafood, chicken, and drinks. They have a full-service bar downstairs, and their upstairs bar has pool tables. Try their famous Oinker Burger. Oinker's Lounge and Grill in Atlantic. 712-243-4974.
And welcome back here to Abraham Lincoln High School here in Council Bluffs. We head to the second quarter of action. Riverside with the basketball and a lead here in the sub-state final in Class 1A. 13-6, they lead it over Velisca. And it's going to be a pass up top now here. They're going to work it around left side. Going to pull up for a long three-point attempt there by Ford. It's no good. Rebound pulled down. And now it's taken away here by the Blue Jays. And they'll push it up the floor here right side. Herzberg has it. Backing down inside. Working against Patrick. Gets double teamed. Decides to force the way up for a shot anyway. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Williams. Riverside there with the double pressure. And it's
forces a tough shot, and they get the ball back. Lob down here, high post, Williams at the elbow. One dribble, and now picks it up, keeps it across. Three-point attempt was wide open, but missed that time by David Anderson. The rebound pulled down here by Melissa. They throw it away. It's passed away. Williams comes up with it. Stop from 14. Box no good. Rebound to Hersberg. Actually in the hands of Sunderman, and they get it back. Sunderman has it for the Blue Jays. They'll hand it off now here to Travis Hersberg, and he'll set up the offense. Left wing with it. He'll dribble it over to the top of the key. Now back into the hands this time of Sunderman. Sunderman right at the free throw line. We're backing off him a little bit. He's got a little space here in front of Williams, but decides not to shoot. Hands it back out to Austin Sorensen. Austin Sorensen with it out front here, crossing over, working against Ford. Now they take it over in the corner. In the hands of Hersberg. The pump fake, a drive baseline, cut off. Keeps it back now into the hands of Sunderman. Sunderman will take a couple of dribbles in now here, down low, working around. Girls around the basket. The wraparound layup is good. He got the basket to use as an advantage as a block there against Williams. Sunderman gets the scoop around the rim there, and it's now 13-8 here. Riverside will lead. They'll have the ball along the baseline. Back up, top down, Ford. They'll work it right side to Anderson. Anderson back down here to Ford. Right back to Anderson. In the corner, Patrick down low. They'll dump it. And turn around, tough shot. It wasn't good that time by Kyle Myers. Myers gets the bucket. Fourth player to get in the scorebook now here for the Bulldogs. And the Blue Jays back the other way here, trailing 15-8. Up top, Sunderman. Hanging on to it. He'll stop and fire it back up the top here to Sorensen. Sorensen, the drive, left side, stops at the elbow, fires a shot up, no good off the back iron, rebound tapped around, it's deep on the floor, and Moderately tracks it back down. He'll put up a shot on the baseline, no good, and a rebound comes out long to Ian Patrick. Patrick now will run up the floor here. Williams in traffic, a lot of traffic. They triple team him. He's trying to force the ball away, and now we're going to have a whistle on a foul here against the Blue Jays. As the foul is picked up there inside here by number 20. That is Colton Drake. That will be number 2 on him. A couple of players checking out now here. Anderson and Myers will check out. And we see coming into the ball game, Brady Ryan back in there. Also, Graves is back in. Scott Vanderhoof also checked in, a 6-foot sophomore here for Villisca for the first time. Inbound in the corner. Quick trigger by Ford in the corner. Missed it. No good. Rebound comes out long. Tracked down and brought down there by Hersberg. In transition, a foul call. Shot doesn't go, but he'll get 2 shots and go to the line here for a chance at a couple. That's 3 on Ryan. Ryan was his 3rd foul here, and he'll immediately check out as Coach Chilingowski gets right up and picks up a player to head into the ballgame here after his 1st free throw. The first one is up and good. Hersberg knocks down first. And now we'll have one more coming. The substitution into the game, coming back into David Anderson to replace Ryan. 2nd free throw up and good, and Hersberg knocks them both down here. Riverside just with 3 team fouls, but they're all the same player, Brady Ryan, and that's tough for him to take there with that 4 general out of the ballgame for now. Pass to your right side, they get in the corner, Patrick down low, behind the defense, Williams gets the shot to go. He's going to have a difficult time with him if you let him get the ball back close to the basket. 11 points now for Williams, and it's 17-10, Riverside on top. Pass down back out of the outside here. Sunderman tries to lob it down into Hersberg. Graves came over the top trying to swat at it, and he's going to get called for the foul. That'll be his 1st.
And that was really not necessary because Hersberg was going to catch that pass, but he was going to be so far under the basket down the baseline, he really wouldn't have had anywhere to go with it.
So 17-10, your score here. Riverside's lead. And now the basketball inbounded here, and a nice pass inside, outside, and a shot put up there and missed by Moderately. So Villisca gets the rebound underneath. They fought for it hard down low as Vanderhoof came up with it. He kicks it back outside Sunderman, and now we have a 3-second violation. If they were locked up down low, Vanderhoof and Hersberg were both down there trying to post up. They're going to call for 3 seconds.
It's a score update here, 2 in a class, 2A, Substate final tonight. It's Kuemper Catholic leading Red Oak 11-6 after 1 quarter.
Now outside here, the Bulldogs are working around the floor. Shot up and way too strong there by Ford. And it's going to go out of bounds. Nobody got a hand on it, so it'll be Blue Jay basketball. Tanner Ford trying to shoot one up there from the corner. Had too much on that. Comes back now here to Villisca. They'll have it out front. To the right side. Driving towards the baseline here. Into the hands of Sorensen. Will dump it out. Thunderman, pump fake, drives up over Williams with the jump shot. Gets it to go. Damon Thunderman knocks it down. And it's now a five-point game, 17-12. Ian Patrick right side with the basketball. He'll drive baseline, pull up there. Cut off, kicks it back up top now. Anderson works it over to Ford. Now down low on the block, Patrick dumps it back to Williams. He jumps one up real quick and gets it home. Big man with a soft shot. Does a great job of catching that ball up high and keeping it up there. It just went right up with the shot. 19-12, Riverside. Blue Jays now with it outside. They'll dump it down into Herzberg on the block. He curls it around. Ooh, throws a wild pass. He was being bumped out of bounds and threw it away. Riverside coming up with the basketball. Now a lot of contact after that as well, but Bulldogs will bring it up the floor. Now it's shifting to steal Herzberg. He's out on the run the other way. He'll go all the way to the rack, lay up there. Bulldogs turn it over. Herzberg converts, and it's now back to five. 19-14, Riverside on top. Right side dribble over now at inside down low. It's triple team on Williams. Now they get it down to Patrick flying down the lane. He puts the shot up, no good. Williams a rebound, and he's fouled on the putback draw. Go a little line here to shoot two. See who they whistle that foul on. Of course, about three white shirts all around Ricky Williams has been normal here so far, and Thunderman picks this one up.
Oh, every time Williams gets the ball in the low block, he's immediately surrounded by four guys, so somebody's got to be open.
Williams at the line here for a pair. 2:38 left to go in the first half, and the first free throw is good. One more coming now for Ricky Williams. Ford's going to check out. Malachi Dillon comes back into the ballgame now for Riverside. 14 points for Williams and 14 points for Blissa. Williams, the second free throw is also good. He knocks him down. I mentioned he's a 75% free throw shooter on the season. Right side dribble. Sorensen picks it up over to Thunderman. Thunderman, they still stay backing off on him. He's at the free throw line. Williams giving him a couple of feet. He backs into him. Now goes up. Jumps one up, rattles off, no good, and Williams comes up the rebound. Patrick now running up the floor here. Patrick outside, crosses it over, kicks it right side, Dillon. Passes back up top, Patrick, but working around Anderson, quick pass inside, tips. Williams comes back up with the bill as it bounced to him. Now he tried to fire it over to Graves, he lost it, thrown away by Herzberg. Herzberg on the run, he'll take it himself. Shot no good, rebound, putback no good by Vanderhoof. And the rebound pulled down here by Williams. Go run the other way. Spins right into Vanderhoof and into a shooter ahead of a traveling violation. Williams shaking his head like he understands. It's a wrong decision to make that time to try to spin, but let's get back here to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, one too many moves. He got the ball down low. He didn't realize that behind him was Max Moderately, and when he tried to make that spin move, he kind of ran right into him and stumbled a bit. It was a pretty easy call.
Full time out for the Blue Jays. 1:52 left to go in the half. 21-14 Bulldogs lead. We'll take a break. This is high school basketball on KJAS.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Country Tire and Atlantic. Stop by today and see how good the guys will take care of your car or farm equipment needs. That's Country Tire in Atlantic. White Pole Road Cellular on Main Street in Anita offers the latest Verizon wireless cell phones, accessories, and upgrades. They also offer locksmith service with Wayne Johnson for your locksmith needs for residential and commercial. Give White Pole Road Cellular a call at 762-3022. And the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Their goal is to be the best provider in the long-term care field. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Welcome back here after the timeout here by Villisca. And it's going to be Blue Jay basketball here. As they'll inbound here into the hands
of Austin Sorensen. 1:46 left to go here in this first half. Outside, Blue Jays have it. Trailing right now here, 21-14, Riverside the lead. Thunderman back outside, Sorensen. Sorensen will get a screen. He'll drive right side. Goes all the way down to the block. He's double-teamed there. Flights one up over the top of Williams. Missed it. Williams the rebound. He's double-teamed. Now throws it ahead to Dillon. He'll run it up the floor. Dillon the handoff down here into the hands of Anderson. Anderson back to Dillon, and he'll work it up top. Over to Patrick, right wing. He'll drive inside. Pop one from the free throw line. That's off the back iron. No good. Hit the top of the backboard. Came back down and got swatted back out. Patrick picked it up. Now his shot is blocked as Herzberg recovers to block that one out of bounds.
Well, that's a quick recovery, too, by Herzberg to get over there and elevate quickly to get that block.
Patrick will inbound, and we have a substitution here. Vanderhoof's going to come back into the game, and he'll replace Evan Baldwin, who was in there for just a moment. Inbound pass now. Will come from underneath. Patrick gets it into Graves. He'll pull one up again on the block. No good. Rebound, and he went up and fouled that time, and he reached over moderately to try to get the basketball, and Graves will pick up his second. Up off the bench now. Graves will check out. Kyle Myers back in, the 6'6 senior for Riverside. 21-14. Riverside with the lead over Villisca, down under a minute to go in the first half. 56 seconds left to go here in the half. Left-hand dribble. Work it now into the corner. Vanderhoof back outside. Comes to Sunderman. Sunderman looking at the basket. Now back to Williams. Turns in the lane. Gets it back out to Herzberg. Herzberg will get a screen. He'll go left side, though. Into traffic. Jump. Now goes up with a shot. It's blocked from behind by Myers. Myers stole it away. In the hands of Dillon. He'll run the other direction. Malachi Dillon now right side. Anderson will spot up for a three ball. That's short. Rebound pulled down inside by Sorensen for the Blue Jays. 22 seconds to go in the half. Sorensen, the left-hand dribble. He'll pull up and float one up. That's off the back iron. Williams the rebound. Off to Dillon. 14 seconds to go. 12 seconds in the corner. Patrick, 10 seconds. They'll lob it inside to Williams. He caught it. Turns. Goes up for the shot. Banks it home. Williams there with a bucket. 2 seconds to go. Inbound, and Villisca is not going to get a shot off here before the half ends. 23-14, Riverside with the lead here at the halftime break in this 1A sub-state final. We'll take a break, come back, and talk more about it here at the halftime intermission. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast and friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op, with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Home Sweet Home Care, providing physical, speech, and occupational therapy, and medical social workers. Accept Medicare, Medicaid, under insurance plans, and private pay plans. For more information, call Home Sweet Home Care in Atlantic at 800-279-9775 or Clorinda, 1-800-362-1600. The Car Guys, your RV headquarters in Atlantic, offering fifth wheel and travel trailers, plus motorhomes and financing options that fit every need. They also offer full service RV repair, a full line of RV parts and accessories, and for all your RV needs, stop by the Car Guys located in the west edge of Atlantic today.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Adair Lumber Company, Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all your home improvement needs in Adair and Anita. For all those big or small home improvement projects, visit Adair Lumber Company in Adair or Anita Supply Center in Anita. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic, let them handle all your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The TV Store, your Dish Network dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call at 243-3032. That's the TV Store, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Locker at 310 West 2nd Street in Atlantic. See them for custom processed beef, pork, and lamb. Atlantic Locker has fresh and frozen meat on hand daily, and the deli counter is full of cheese and special lunch meats. Atlantic Locker, 310 West 2nd Street. Dow Drug, your Health Mart pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all of your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies, along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center, or give them a call at 800-551-3693. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for farm mutual insurance, with a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Edward Jones and Judd Manili.
Support of our local games comes from your local Edward Jones investment representative, Judd Manili, 243-9238, Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Smith Heating and Plumbing in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They're your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528. Polly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to friends. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca and Walnut. That's Polly Jones Funeral Home.
And now, once again, here's KJN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
All right, thank you, John. We are here at Abraham Lincoln High School here at the halftime intermission here between the Riverside Bulldogs and the Villisca Blue Jays. And it's a 23-14 ball game here at the halftime break. And once again, it's a 17 points here for Ricky Williams in the first half. As we take a look at the full numbers here for you, Ricky Williams with 17. We talked about how big of a factor he has been here in this ball game here in that first half of play. 2 points apiece here by Garrett Graves, Kyle Myers, and Ian Patrick. Also, 6 points apiece picked up here on the other side for the Blue Jays for Travis Herzberg and Damon Sunderman, and also two chipped in here for Austin Sorensen. And it's been obviously a tougher sledding for Villisca to try to get things going offensively than it has been for Riverside. Of course, you look at the other side, too, for Riverside. You know, they're leading 23-14 to the break, but they missed a lot of outside shots, too, that could have really opened this thing up, because there's three, four guys that are coming crashing down on Ricky Williams every time he touches that ball down on the block, and there's plenty of guys that have been open for looks on the outside. They just haven't been hit many of them here so far. No, they really haven't. It's been mostly Ricky Williams here with 17 of those 23 points here in the first half. And, you know, Christopher Villisca, one thing I've noticed here in the first half is they seem real hesitant to try to shoot that mid-range jumper. I mean, I don't know how many times we've seen guys with the basketball in their hands at the free throw line.
and guys backing off, and they're really hesitant to shoot that shot. I really think that they want to try to get themselves in the position to win this basketball game. They're going to have to start taking some of those shots and not just try desperately. I mean, you know, you can keep running into that brick wall named Ricky Williams, or you can just decide, you know, I can't run through it. Let's just work around it.
Yeah, and I think that's really been interesting here to me is especially one player that sticks out quite a bit is Damon Sunderman, who is being guarded here by Ricky Williams. But Williams has stayed backed off of him here for the most part. He's given him at least 3-4 feet there from the free throw line. And, you know, and that's a shot that Sunderman could probably, you know, knock down. I mean, it's not, maybe his percentage isn't great from there, but if you're getting that opportunity, why not chuck it up a couple of times? You make a couple and you get that confidence, and you never know what it could turn into in the ballgame, and then you force him to kind of edge his way out a little bit. So that's something that they may look at trying to do. Like you said, just kind of taking the chance on. Let's see. Look at what's going on here in this first half of play. It's Ricky Williams, as we mentioned, kind of leading the charge here, as we expected to know we could do for the Bulldogs here so far in this one. He has 17 points in the first half. 23-14, once again, is the lead here for Riverside. And we'll keep it right here as we start to wind things down here at the end of the intermission. Both teams are just finishing up their warm-ups, and we'll be back to action here in just a moment. But you mentioned for Velisca, try to do some different things offensively. You take a few more chances on the outside, take some shots. And for Riverside, you know, I guess they're going to hope that maybe some of those outside shots start to go down too, and that's just going to help their cause with Williams down low.
Well, Velisca does have the ability to score some points. Just because they had a rough first half offensively doesn't mean they don't have the ability. So, you know, it's one of those things. Riverside's lead is 9 here, but they certainly can't get complacent at this point. They have to play hard as the second half to go. By the way, we wanted to throw a shout-out, too, to one of our fans listening up there in South Dakota, South Dakota State University. Her brother's playing for Riverside here tonight. Lacey Ford out there listening to the ball game. You know, your folks are sitting right here next to us, and they were jabbing us again. Hey, you got to shout out to Lacey. So I guess we're saving them a long-distance call. We hope all is well, and I don't know, maybe they're sending money. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Go out there and cheer on those Jackrabbits, too. They're having a good season. So.
Oh, we're ready to go to the third quarter. Velisca will have the basketball to start the third quarter. One half left to play for one of these teams in their season. The other will be celebrating here in the next 16 minutes. Blue Jays have it first as they inbound. Travis Herzberg will take it, bring it to the front court now for the Jays. He gets across the timeline. He'll work it off the left side. Gets that man-to-man defense by Riverside. Herzberg, a lot of dribbling out there on the perimeter. Looks low, now crosses over. He'll dump it back outside. Sunderman out on the arc. Damon Sunderman, along with Fulton Drake. We mentioned Herzberg, and now we've got a whistle. And a quick stop. Not exactly sure. Is there water on the floor over there? Looks like there might be a wet spot on the floor. The official called for timeout. He's looking for a towel. Colton Drake, Travis Herzberg, Max Moderate, Damon Sunderman, Austin Sorensen, starting five on the floor for the Blue Jays. For the Riverside Bulldogs, it's Ian Patrick, Brady Ryan, Tanner Ford, Ricky Williams, Garrett Graves. They're starting five. Ryan's on the floor with three fouls here as we start this second half. 23-14 is the score. They're wiping up a lot of area over there by the far side bleachers. Did somebody's top explode? Somebody throw a water bottle out there? Make a call or something? Ready to go back to action. 7:38 remaining here in this third quarter. Starting to think it might have been a little soda pop because they're looking at the basketball, too, like it's got a little something on it. Water's not that big a deal. Pop, different story. That's a little sticky. Back to action now as Riverside will inbound on that far sideline. They'll fire it to the back court as Herzberg will take it. He'll bring it forward. Herzberg with a basketball out top, left side, working the dribble, waiting for someone to open up underneath. Not a lot of movement by the Jays as Herzberg curls toward the corner. Now he'll go baseline all the way up and under. The wraparound blocked by Williams. And Williams comes away with a loose ball rebound. Herzberg wanted a foul, didn't get the call. Back the other way come the Bulldogs. Ford now to Williams on the left elbow. Dumps it low backside. Patrick hangs in the air and banks one in. Ian Patrick with his second bucket of the night. 25-14. Biggest lead of the night now is the 11th for the Bulldogs. With 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Herzberg to the front court here, right side for Velisca. Herzberg crossing over, dumps it out top. Sunderman just outside the free throw line. Dribbles in, tries to turn and curl. Not there. Out top, Herzberg. He'll drive. Stop. The left elbow jumper is good. Travis Herzberg with 8 points now for the Blue Jays, and it's 25-16 with 6:40 to go in this third quarter. Off the half-court stripe down to the far side they go. And they look at lob it out on the perimeter. And they dump it out top. It's Ryan with the basketball. They'll dump it down underneath. Patrick driving the baseline. Banker up and good. Nice move by Ian Patrick down low. 27-16 now. 6:15 to go in this third quarter. As Riverside's up the lead again to 11. Front court, Velisca. Sorensen looking for some help. Now dumps it back out top. Drake leaves it for Sora for Sunderman at the top of the key. He'll drive the left side now. Go to the baseline underneath. Has the ball stripped away by Ryan. It's out of bounds. They'll look to inbound underneath. Sorensen will key it in. He'll lob it left side. Herzberg grabs, turns, guns a three, and that's good. Just outside the arc as he knocks that one down. In fact, he splashed it down so well, it wrapped the net up into itself. 27-19 now. It's an 8-point lead for the Bulldogs.
That doesn't seem fair. They made Ricky Williams go up and take the net down from the shot the other team made.
Yeah, no kidding. How's that fair? Clean up that other guy's net, will you? Off the far side now. They lob it down low. Riverside on the backside gets it here. Ford elevates for the three. Left wing, no good. Off the rim, rebounded inside by Sunderman, and back from the Blue Jays. Up to four, Herzberg left side. He stops the 17-footer up, and no good. Called off the rim. Williams the rebound for Riverside. 5:20 left in the third quarter. Dogs to the front court. Patrick, right side baseline drive. Cut off, back outside. Oh, the three is blocked out top by Herzberg as Ryan tried to elevate and fire one. Now it's loose and picked up by Riverside. Ford lobs it low. Williams backs in. A little jump hook. Good off the glass. Wow. Ricky O'Neal. Wow. He didn't even turn and look. He just flipped that one up over his shoulder off the window and in. Ricky Williams looking like Shaq down low. Into the lane now, Herzberg. He tries a little jump hook on the curl. No good. Rebound tapped out. Williams, though, comes up with a loose ball. It's 29-19, a 10-point lead for Riverside with 4:40 left in the third quarter. Riverside with a basketball. They leave it out top. Williams hands it off. Ryan guns a three. It's no good. Rebound inside. Yanked down by Sunderman for Velisca. Riverside just can't seem to pull a big separation here in this third quarter so far. As Herzberg drives baseline, the leaner, and he fires it back out. Nowhere to go. For three, it's no good by Sunderman. Sorensen, the Sunderman got the rebound inside, and he puts it back up and in. He's got 8 at 29-21, an 8-point game. Riverside with the advantage. Not a lot of offensive rebound tries tonight for Velisca, but they got one there. Ryan left side, the crossover dribble into the lane. He'll lob one up with one hand, and that dances in. Brady Ryan with a little teardrop. That's his first basket of the ballgame. It's 31-21. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Riverside with a 10-point lead over Velisca. Velisca with a basketball. As they look down low, trying to post this time as Herzberg, as Sunderman here on the right wing looks for it, now dumps it out into the corner. Herzberg gets the screen. He'll step up and fire a three. That's good. Herzberg again knocks down the triple. He's feeling it here in the third quarter. He's got 8 in the quarter, 14 in the game. As he knocks that one down, and it's 31-23. Front court now, far side, off the dribble. Up it back out top. Left side drive. Ryan. Oh, nice pass across underneath for Gray. He banks one in and gets fouled. Garrett Gray is hanging around the basket. Got rewarded that time with a quick pass down low. The foul against Blue Jays. It's going to be whistled against Fulton Drake. That'll be his third.
That was a terrific pass there. Ryan streaked down the lane. Just flipped it right across there at the last moment. And a great, easy look that time for Graves to get the bucket and a chance here to make it three.
Make a quick correction to Travis Herzberg. We had him for 2 3-point shots, apparently, even though they signaled three on both of them. Apparently, they only gave him one of the threes. So it's 13 points for Herzberg. It's 33-23. The free throw is up and no good by Graves. And Velisca with the rebound. Into the ballgame here for Velisca. Gunnar McEwen has checked in. Sunderman works the dribble out top. They're trying to post Herzberg down low. Sorensen now with it left side on the rim. Dumps it down low. They try to double-team Herzberg as he turns in traffic, banks it high, no good. And Williams the rebound. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Malachi Dillon in for Riverside gets it up the floor. Patrick now with it. He spins and has the ball stripped away. Picked up loose off the floor by McEwen.
Up the floor, Sunderman now with it for the Jays. He turns and tries to go behind his back into the lane. Lost the ball. It's Jutter on the floor with it. He takes it away. Riverside with it. And they'll bring it back. Malachi Dillon to the front court. Out top. Fires it low. Left side Patrick. Short jumper up and good. He and Patrick with six in the quarter. 35-23. That's the biggest lead of the game now. 12 points here for Riverside. 2:20 left to go in the third quarter. Herzberg stops top of the circle. The three ball. No good. Rims out, and the rebound taken by Dillon. He'll run it back to the front court here for Riverside. Left side, Williams steps out for three. In and out, no good. Rebound down low. Graves had it, lost it. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Riverside. Herzberg, the last to touch it.
Gotta love it when the big man tries to show his range.
He almost made it. That's a good-looking shot. Kyle Myers into the ball game, the 6'6 junior. He takes Graves' place now for Riverside. 2:08 left to go third quarter. As the Bulldogs will inbound. Down low, they fire it in on the baseline here. Left side taken by Williams. He'll work it on the dribble in the lane. Fire it across for Dillon. Dillon pulls up the duck under. Move is good. And backs one all. First basket of the night for Malachi Dillon. 37-23. 14-point lead now for the Dogs. Militia front court. Sorensen into the corner now. As he leaves it for Moderly. He'll drive. Banker up no good. Haven't heard Moderly's name much here in the third quarter. As he takes it to the rack, can't get it done. Back the other way comes Riverside. Baseline down low. Anderson dumps it back in the lane. Picked up by Dillon as it comes loose, and he throws one in. 39-23. It's getting away from the Bulldogs. Blue Jays now. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. 1:31 left third quarter. 39-23 in favor of Riverside. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJA. Yeah?
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon. Chatterbox Cafe is open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and new specials Monday through Friday. Come enjoy home-cooked meals at the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut. For all your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care. Visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent serving you first. Hawk and Block Main Street Repair in Griswold can service or repair your motorcycle, ATV, golf cart, small engine, and lawn equipment. They have 25 years of experience and are factory trained. Give Pete a call at 712-778-4279.
Mark Backwood here at Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluff, 39-23, a 16-9 start to this third quarter for the Bulldogs. It allowed them to up the lead now to 16 points.
And a lot of other players getting in the act here, too. Ian Patrick's had a great quarter. Malachi Dillon getting in the act here lately. They're doing a lot of things to score the basketball.
Beliska basketball, right side, Moderly has it. Leaves it out top now. Sorensen will run the offense. Man-to-man defense by the Dogs as they screen off. Herzberg trying to screen a roll, can't get it. Now down low Sunderman. He'll feed it across underneath. Short shot up, no good by Drake. Got his own rebound, though, it's tapped out. And he looks to throw one back up, and now we're going to have a foul call. Kyle Myers pressuring a little too closely there underneath the basket. They'll hit Myers with the foul. Ball out of bounds with the baseline here to the Jays. Moderly will inbound. He'll fire it outside to Herzberg. Herzberg to the corner. Moderly with it right side. Pulls up off the dribble. Hesitates. Now fires and throws one up and in. Max Moderly with his first point for the basketball game. And he averages double digits on the year. Dillon to the front court now for Riverside. Williams standing about 30 feet away from the basket with it. Now to the right side, it's Patrick. Williams comes out here to the high post. They go right side. Dillon open baseline. The jumper's good. Now a guy Dillon off the bench feeling it here in the second half. He's got 6 points here in the quarter. It's 41-25. Sorensen, front court to the Jays. Left side drives to the baseline and hesitates and then gets the foul call underneath. The head fake got Williams up in the air. And Ricky Williams will commit his first foul here tonight. Took the second team foul on the Bulldogs here in the second half. At the free throw line will be Austin Sorensen for Velisca. He'll get a chance to shoot a couple. And the first one is no good off the front of the rim.
You knew eventually somebody was going to try to get a foul call down there against Williams, and just kind of a victim of going a little bit over the top there, reaching a little bit too much over him.
Second one by Sorensen, also no good, and Williams clears the rebound. 41-25, Riverside leading 20 seconds left to go in this third quarter. And now Dillon at center court dribbles the ball off his foot. It's loose in the back court. Dillon dives and chases it down as he outslides Herzberg for it. 12 seconds to the front court, quickly down low, fires off the feet of Patrick with a basket underneath. As 43-25, 4 seconds left, Herzberg out top, drives the right side, throws up in traffic, it's off the glass and almost went in. An awkward looking flip. It danced on the rim and fell off with 1 second to go, but he's fouled. And that'll be Ian Patrick's first as he picks up the foul. And Herzberg gets to go to the free throw line now with 1 second remaining here in the quarter. Herzberg has shoot a couple here for Velisca. And the first one is good. As Herzberg, really the only Blue Jay, having much of a night here. Damon Sunderman's got 8 points, but after that, not much offense here for Velisca. Second try here by Herzberg is on the way, and that one is off the mark. Kicks the rim. Anderson up with it, or Myers up with it off the floor. That'll do it here in the third quarter. Riverside. 43-26, they lead Velisca after three. Triple has the fourth. When we come back, you're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Walnut Communications, where you'll find Grand Slam time-saving solutions. They want you to have time for all the fun activities you enjoy. With high-speed internet, you get that always-on connection. No waiting. Walnut Communications, real technology, real solutions, real people living and working with you every day.
The teams know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This not only applies to sports, but to personal finance as well. Call me, Judd Manili, 243-9238, to set up a free review of your portfolio. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ed's Lawn Equipment, 706 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers sales and service of Aaron's and Echo products, including chainsaws and lawn trimmers. He also has a good selection of used outdoor power equipment. See Ed at Ed's Lawn Equipment in Atlantic.
And welcome back now here as we get the inbound here for Riverside quickly as we start the fourth quarter of play. Bulldogs a big advantage here, 43-26, as one more quarter between a team here in the trip to the state tournament. Riverside now with a big advantage here, and they're going to play catch here out front right now. Just almost a steal here for Velisca. Able to be saved by Anderson. He gets it back to Patrick. As now the Bulldogs will line things up once again here out front. Patrick off to Williams. Hanging on to it down the arc. Now he'll stop and kick it back outside to Patrick. Patrick. Crossover. Left side dribble. Goes. Stops and fires one from 15. No good. Rebound pulled down on the other side by Moderly. Moderly throws it up the floor. The run. The shot no good by Herzberg, but he's fouled. He'll get a line here to shoot two. You know, it looks like a comfortable lead at 17 points, but, and I don't know what Riverside's objective is here in the fourth quarter, but it's too early to feel good about just trying to protect the lead. And now Herzberg at the line here as Patrick picks up his second foul. And now we're going to go and see the first one go through. Quick update for you as well. It's the Notre Valley leading North Polk 49-47 at the end of the third quarter of that one. 2-point game there. Herzberg, free throw up and good. So he knocks them both down here. First point to the fourth quarter, go to the Blue Jays. Now a chip and a steal. In there stealing his model. He goes around underneath and he threw it away. Williams got in there and stole it back. Now a tip and a steal again. The Blue Jays get it right back. Back and forth we go. Blue Jays back with the basketball. They'll drive underneath. Herzberg, the wraparound shot, no good. A little awkward on that try. And the rebound to Williams. That's where Ricky Williams' presence is really changing the game. Pass down to Myers. The last minute by Patrick, and they get the layup on the other end. Kyle Myers with the bucket. And now the other direction. Herzberg goes to the block. Pump fakes. Goes up again, trying to get over Williams again. And this time it's missed. Knocked out of bounds last touch by Myers for the Bulldogs. So the Blue Jays will keep it underneath here. How many times do you see the Jays get the ball down low? Instead of going to the rack or a hip fake, they're just trying to do wraparounds to stay away from Williams. Inbound will come up top now here into the hands of Herzberg. He'll decide to fire up the three ball, and it's good. He couldn't find anybody else open, so he said, well, I'll just take the three, and he knocks it down. 45-31 here, your score. 6:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And now reaching foul. Herzberg out front trying to slap it away from Ryan. Herzberg will pick up his second. Inbound will come from the far sideline now here. Anderson will key it in. Anderson into Ryan. Ryan guarded closely here in the backcourt. Whoops, double. Gets his dribble, though. Now up the floor. Now another reach-in foul going to be called against Herzberg. That'll be number three on Travis Herzberg.
Probably not the worst idea at this point for Velisca. Look at the scoreboard. You're down 14. You got 6-plus minutes left. Eventually, you're going to want to send them to the free throw line, maybe sooner rather than later, unless they start missing free throws. So you got to get to that bonus at some point. You might as well start thinking about it now.
And they have just three team fouls here, so that's a reason why they're really trying to get those fouls picked up there a little bit so they can start to send Bulldogs here to the line to stop the clock. A little more water out on the floor, something out on the floor they're picking up out there. And now things get taken care of on that far side by the officials. Foreign object of some sort, they pick it up, put it in the pocket, and ready to go here again. Inbound pass, Williams to foot to Patrick on the run, and he got caught in traffic. We're going to have a foul whistle here. Foul going to be whistled against Fulton Drake. That'll be number four on Drake. Get your quick score here, too, Chris. Kuemper Catholic with a 37-30 lead over Red Oak after three. So now the inbound here, Riverside. They throw it underneath. Patrick lost it for a moment, chained it back, then went up and made the shot, and a foul afterwards as well. As getting his body underneath that time was Colton Drake. He was frustrated, and he kind of whipped his body at him. They called a foul. They're going to count it to the basket and call it an and-one situation. It was real late, but he took the legs out underneath from Patrick, and that's going to be it for Colton Drake. He fouls out. No points tonight here for him. Now he and Patrick will step up to the free throw line here for a shot. 47-31, Bulldogs lead. Free throw on the way. It's no good. Rebound. Williams pulls it down, back up, and hits the putback. Things are going well for Riverside. 49-31. Up the floor, Velisca will drive left side, pick up the dribble now. Kick down here, Thunderman. Thunderman. Hanging on to it. He'll lob it down low. Herzberg in traffic. He's double-teamed there. He's still dribbling, though. Forces his way inside. The hook shot on the run, no good. Rebound underneath by Sorensen in the, or Thunderman in the putback attempt up and no good for the foul call here. Williams will pick up the second foul of the ball game. We'll go to the line here to shoot two. I'm really kind of surprised that Velisca hasn't done more of that here earlier in the game. Just go straight at Williams. So take your chances here and there. You know, he might be called for a foul. You might be able to get him into a bad position, but they've been trying to go around him a lot, and that just has not worked for them. A couple of substitutions here from Riverside as Tanner Ford comes back in. Garrett Graves also back into the game here as Anderson and Myers will sit down. Second free throw for Thunderman is up off the front of the rim. No good. Williams the rebound. How many times have we said that tonight? A lot. 49-32, the lead for Riverside with 5:30 left to go in the game. Pass to Ford, his little floater up off the glass and good. He stuck down the left side, nobody found him, and he gets easy flip off the glass.
That Tanner Ford, they forgot about him. He just grabbed it, took a step, and banked one in.
His first bucket of the game, and Velisca now outside with it. Herzberg, he'll step up for a three at the top of the key, and he hits it. Travis Herzberg, the only guy keeping Velisca around right now.
Exactly what I was going to say.
51-35. Bulldogs out front, bounce pass here to the high elbow to Graves, and he's hampered there by a couple of defenders, and then they called for reaching. Guys on both the front and back side of him, and it's going to be the guy in front that picks up the foul. That's Gunnar McEwen. He picks up his first. That's now the 16th foul here against Velisca. The next one will send Riverside to the 1-1. Pass over to Patrick, right side. He's guarded closely out there on the arc by Sorensen. Now he steps in, pulls one up, no good. Rebound Williams, put back, no good, but he fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. Thunderman's going to pick up the foul, and that would be his second.
And that's just a big mistake there by Velisca. They got comfortable looking at the basketball, trying to get up for the rebound, but somebody should have been blocking out Williams because he was not in position until he snuck around in the last minute to get that rebound.
Riverside's going to take a 30-second timeout here to get their team lined up here. Is Jason Schillengowski going to
get things in order here with this ball club and make sure they know what they need to do here down the stretch run of this one to try to hang on and get themselves a victory here. 51-35, it's the lead for Riverside as we head down the final few minutes of this one here at Abraham Lincoln High School. It's been a fun ball game. I'm sure that's not for so much for Villisca right now, but you know, they've had some opportunities. They've missed unseen shots inside. As I said, they've been trying to work around Williams down low. You know, 6'7" and probably about 270 pounds or so, you don't see that every day in the corner conference. So it's something that they've had to work with. But they've got a bunch of good athletes, a bunch of guys that can shoot basketball. Everybody's just a little tentative, looking over their shoulder, wanting to know where Williams is all the time.
Definitely a unique player, and he's had a huge impact here on this game. First free throw there by Williams is up and good.
He's got 22 so far tonight. Herzberg for Villisca has 22 as well. The difference between the two teams is that the Williams is getting a lot more help from his teammates right now.
Second free throw up on the way by Williams, and he splashes that one home as well. Inbound pass here. 53-35, Riverside the lead here, and Villisca now the basketball. 4:41 left in the ballgame. Left side dribble and an awkward stumble and a shot up off the glass and in by Sorensen. Probably got away with a walk, but he gets the bucket anyway.
Look, he went a long way without dribbling, but it's a basket off the window for Villisca. They really need that.
Dribble outside. Ryan, he'll pull up for the jumper from 16. That's no good. Rebound pulled down underneath here by Moderly. He'll run it up the floor left side for Villisca. Into the corner he goes. Pass there. It's Kevin Baldwin, who just checked into that last break. Now they dump it down inside, and Sunderman in all kinds of trouble. He kicks it back out. Shot up and no good by Baldwin, and the long rebound comes to Ryan. Behind the back, dribble up the floor. Ryan, he'll stop and pull it back outside. Into Williams. He'll take the three from the top of the key. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down inside by Sunderman, and now he'll turn and go the other way. From behind, it's tapped away, stolen. Nobody yelled at him, and Ryan came from behind and poked it away. Hey, your teammate's got to help you out there. And now a reach-in foul away from the basketball as it got tied up there in the backcourt. It's Austin Sorensen picking up the foul. It'll be his second, and Ryan will go to the line here for the 1-1.
Well, now comes the point in time where Riverside is going to need to make their free throws. They're going to be put on the line here this last 3:46, probably several times, as Villisca tries to rally.
First free throw, up and good, so he earns the second one. That's the 18 foul, by the way, against Villisca. So one more would be in a 1-1 situation after this. Up and good there. That's the second free throw as well. So Brady Ryan takes advantage of his opportunity, and it's 55-37. Left side dribble into traffic. Herzberg kicks it back outside to Baldwin. Baldwin back to Herzberg. He'll fire up the three left wing. It's good. Boy, he's got a laser on right now. Timeout quickly taken here by Villisca. They'll take a full timeout. 3:34 left to go. 55-40 Riverside lead. Back in a minute. You're open to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Five Star Roofing Incorporated of Atlantic is your residential roofing specialist with the Roofing Buggy. Whether it's roof replacements, repairs, or inspections, contact Ken at 855-ROOFS-R-US or on the web at 855-ROOFS-R-US.com. Ask how to save up to 20% on homeowners insurance. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle today. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating is your train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Stop by 314 4th Street in Fontenelle or call 877-838-8580. The staff of the Atlantic Medical Center, where they're proud to care for Atlantic and the surrounding communities, with offices in Anita, Griswold, and at Messina. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors here in Southwest Iowa.
Welcome back here after the timeout by Villisca as we head down to the final 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ricky Williams going to dribble up the floor. He's fouled. Herzberg stuck in a leg out in front of him. Got some contact there. He'll pick up number 4.
And that's not the guy you want to foul.
Yeah. Williams has been good at the line here tonight, too, and Herzberg's the guy you don't want off the floor because he's the one knocking down the shots right now. Williams will step up here, turning into 1-1, and it's good.
Yeah, Williams might be a big guy, and I know the rap on most big guys is they don't shoot free throws very well. He does.
Only missed a couple here tonight so far. That was very early in the game. That one's in and out, no good. We'll put the jinx on him. 56-40, your score here. So let's go up the floor. Three-pointer from Moderly at the top of the key. That's no good. Off the mark and rebound to Graves. Now he's in traffic. He'll get fouled. I believe Sunderman's going to pick that one up. That'd be number three on him. And we'll walk to the other end. This time it'll be two shots, though. Into the double bonus now here for Riverside. Garrett Graves will have a chance at two. Shot up and short on the first one there by Graves. We'll have one more coming. 3:18 left to go here in the contest. It's a 16-point lead for Riverside, 56-40. Second free throw up by Graves. That one's good. Makes one out of two. And now a lazy pass on the inbound. Ryan saw it coming. He came to stole it and put it right off the glass and in. Graves heads up play. Brady Ryan, a terrific steal and bucket is 59-40. Now on the other end, an offensive foul. Picking out the arm and knocking over Ryan with Austin Sorensen. And he's going to pick up the offensive. That's his third. Player control foul, so it won't be shot this time. Up off the bench now, Scott Vanderhoof is going to check back in here for Velisca as Sorensen's going to come out. Until he was a little frustrated after that play, and Coach probably wisely getting him out of there to cool off for a bit. 3:04 left to go here in the ball game. Inbound pass to Patrick. Pressure put on here by Velisca. Williams is going to bring it up on the dribble. He'll hand it off now to Ford. Now back up top, Patrick. He's guarded closely by Baldwin. Go inside, Williams. He'll spin towards the basket. Post one up. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sunderman. Sunderman up the floor. Herzberg. He'll dribble left side. Go to the block. Now pull it back outside. Crosses over. Stops. Pump fakes. Doing everything he can to try to get himself open for a shot. He'll get it back outside now. Into the hands of Sunderman out at the top of the key against Williams. Sunderman's going to drive right side. Pulls up. Picks it up. Off to Herzberg. Still propped over. Three-point attempt on the way. It's off the mark this time. Rebound, though. Tracked down by Moderly. He saves it. And now we're going to have a knock away out of the bounds. The last touch by Riverside. Ryan got a hand in there and swatted it off the sideline. A lot of dribbling for Velisca when you're down 19 points with a little more than 2 minutes left. They need to get somebody free. Work somebody off the screen. Get somebody a chance. Maybe Herzberg will look at a three. Vanderhoof's going to inbound here, and he gets it up top now into the hands of Moderly. He'll turn, spot up for a three. That's way off the mark. That's everything. Out of bounds to the Bulldogs. Yeah, it's kind of interesting there. Herzberg was the one setting the screen off the inbound play. You think it'd be their way around. Up off the bench, Gunnar McCune going to check back in now here for Velisca. Also, they brought Sorensen back in as well. Inbound, Williams having a tough time for the moment. Now he throws it away. It's tipped in away by Herzberg. Up off the floor, it was riding on Garrett Graves' back, poked away, and now Moderly comes up with it. He'll run the other way, put a shot up, no good. Saved by Herzberg, and he'll pull it back outside for Velisca. He'll try the three on the wing. That's no good. Rebound comes out long. Graves tried to save it, but he was already out of bounds. And that's going to say, yeah, this is going to be Velisca basketball, I believe.
Over. He pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, he just pointed the wrong way.
Official smiling right away. He realized he pointed the wrong direction.
That happened. Up off the bench, Evan Baldwin checks in back in here for the Blue Jays. Inbound pass will come from underneath. Inbound, down low, and off of the hands of Ricky Williams. He got in there and poked away there from Sunderman. 59-40. 1:57 left to go in the ball game. Inbound pass, quick three ball trigger there, that time by Baldwin, no good. Williams the rebound and a quick foul here by the Blue Jays. Moderly going to pick up the foul. That'll be his third. And we'll walk to the other end. Ricky Williams back at the line for another couple of free throws here with 1:54 left to go in the game. Williams will spot up here for the first. On the way, rims around and falls through. Instead of 7 out of 10 at the line here so far. One more coming, and that one rolls around and falls through as well. Make it 8 or 11 for Ricky Williams at the strike.
61-40. Crossed over here, Marley the other end. He'll go to the rack, blocked by Williams. He absolutely palmed that one back to Ryan. And now Ryan will dribble out of traffic. Up the floor he goes, and he's fouled. As reaching in is Evan Baldwin. He'll pick up his first. And Ryan will go to the line here to shoot.
Riverside's going to start dusting off the bench now to give their leaders a chance to be recognized by their big crowd here tonight.
Two free throws here for Ryan. The first one's up and good. Here comes the substitution. Everybody with the center. And a big round of applause from the Bulldogs faithful as Riverside ready to punch their card to Wells Fargo Arena for the boys' state basketball tournament. And the second free throw up off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down there by Motterly. He'll look up the floor off to Herzberg. Long shot, no good. Rebound underneath. Brought down that time by Preston Steinhoff. And he's fouled. He'll walk to the other end and shoot a pair. Preston Steinhoff is in there. Also, Brady Ryan still in there. He was the shooter. I mean, he'll check out here in a moment. Also, David Anderson is back out on the floor. Kyle Myers is on the floor right now. Michael Bertasini also into the contest. First free throw by Steinhoff up off the back iron, no good. And now Ryan will check out. Malachi Dillon is filling for it. Second free throw coming down here for Steinhoff. That's up and off the back iron, no good. Rebound and a foul. Reaching over the top there that time. Bertasini is going to pick up the foul, and it'll be a host of basketball here working up the floor. That was a 16 foul here against the Bulldogs. 1:33 left to go here in the ball game. Up the floor now. He crossed over, and the ball out top, Herzberg, still dribbling with it. Kicks it back out late. Long three-point attempt is no good off the back iron by Sorensen. Long rebound to Dillon. He'll run the floor. Over to Myers on the lob. Myers saved it before he went out of bounds. Didn't have a good look at his shot. Now it's stolen away into the hands here of Sorensen. He'll run the other way, coast to coast. Layup left hand, no good. Rebound, Sunderman underneath. His putback's no good, but he's fouled. And I believe we'll go to line here to shoot, too. In the act of him going back up there, a little bit of words maybe, too, as the officials make sure they calm themselves down. Foul going to be whistled against Kyle Myers. That's his second. And at the line here to shoot a pair is Damon Thunderman for Villisca. 1:08 left to go in the contest. 62-40. Riverside on top of Villisca. First free throw in and out, no good there by Thunderman. He's got one more coming. And now we have a timeout taken, 30-second timeout taken here by Villisca. As they're going to talk things over here for a moment as we head to the final, 1:08 in the contest. 62-40, once again, your score here. Riverside on their way to getting a trip to the state tournament. Also, in Nottoway, Valley Wolverines will be there as well. They've won their contest tonight, 64-61 over North Polk, as Nottoway Valley will head to state. Good ball game there. Shepherd Catholic has a 13-point lead over Red Oak with about a minute 40 left to go in that basketball game tonight. Now we'll come out of the timeout here, and it looks like Villisca possibly going to bring some new faces onto the floor here as well. And they are going to. Jacob Arnold checks into the game as they clear off to give some of their seniors a chance to get recognized for their faithful that have traveled here tonight to Council Bluffs, it seems like. Jacob Arnold, Scott Vanderhoof back in there, also Evan Baldwin back into the ball game, Gunnar McCune back in there as well. Second free throw up and good there by Thunderman. He knocks down the second. Up off the bench will be Pat Brooming to check in for his places. Also, a substitution here is Anderson's going to check out for Riverside. And into the contest to see some action for the first time will be Brandon Seifert here for the Bulldogs. Inbound pass, Dillon will bring it up the floor. Go right side over to Seifert. He'll come out, get a screen there. Also into the game, Steinhoff. Now up the floor, a steal, a layup on the other end. Too strong there for Villisca. And back now here to the Bulldogs. Missed by McCune. 46 seconds to go in the game.
62-41, Riverside, the lead here and trying to put the final touches here on a sub-state final victory. Ball tapped away for a moment. Now it's back on the outside. Bounce pass down underneath. Steinhoff trying to bounce it on the floor. Hit it off the foot of a Volista player. Saved though here by Riverside. They work it around the perimeter. Back to Dillon. Dillon hanging on to it. Passes over left side. Bertasini. Down low. Turn and shot. The hook is good. There by Preston Steinhoff. Steinhoff gets the bucket. 15 seconds to go. So let's go up the floor. Out front. Drive right side. Into traffic. And a little awkward flip. Shot was missed there by Arnold. And now the rebound here to the Bulldogs. And they'll hang on to it. It'll be the top of that court. And that's going to do it. The Riverside Bulldogs on to the state tournament. 64-41. The final score here as they defeat the Ballista Blue Jays here in this Class 1A sub-state final. We'll take a break. Come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. CAS Incorporated, they've been living out their mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. They're proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. CAS Incorporated, enriching lives every day. 4th Street Graphics in Griswold does custom vinyl, lettering, signs, decals, banners, and custom embroidery. They also carry Griswold Tiger apparel all year round. Give 4th Street Graphics a call, 778-4120, or stop by 205 Montgomery Street in Griswold. McDonald's restaurant located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
Back now here to Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Blossom. Riverside Bulldogs are receiving their state qualifier banner here as they'll move on to play at Wells Fargo Arena in the Class 1A state tournament as they pick up the victory here in the sub-state final over the Villisca Blue Jays. 64-41, and a good contest here tonight. The Bulldogs got off to a pretty good start here in this one. Got it out to a 23-14 advantage by the halftime break. And they never really looked back from there. Things continued to improve as they headed down the stretch, 43-26 after three, and then your final 64-41. And they did it a number of different ways. So Ricky Williams got him started in the first half, but then his teammates really started to help out in the second.
Yeah, they got a lot of assistance there. And it just seemed like the Blue Jays' offense was just, I don't want to say out of sorts, but it just seemed a little awkward at times. There just didn't seem to be any quick flow, quick motion to it. To be a lot of dribbling around, looking for something to happen, and then settling for shots. Of course, that was early in the ballgame. Later in the ballgame, as we moved on and the lead continued to build for Riverside, it wasn't so much settling for shots. You just didn't have a chance anymore. You had to take the first decent one you kind of thought you might have. Most of those shots had to end up coming from outside because Ricky Williams was a difference maker inside. Yeah, he had big points tonight, but, you know, every time Villisca got the ball down in the paint, they were absolutely 100% aware of where he was. It's hard to play basketball aggressively on offense when you're always looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, and for players, you know, that don't have that, size to match up with a player like that, it gets in your mind. And, you know, the minute that he has a couple of monster blocks like he did have early in the game, it really starts to get in your psyche, and you're worried constantly about trying to adjust your shot. Or you mentioned a couple of times they were really trying to force the wraparound shots a lot of times to use the rim to work against him. It worked a couple of times, but for the most part, it just forced really awkward looks at the basket. And then Williams was right there always to pull down the rebound as well. He wasn't just there to take up space. He was working and getting that basketball back to try to help out his teammates and get him moving the other direction too. And, boy, yeah, just an all-around good contest here tonight for the Bulldogs. They pull out a nice victory here and kind of feel good about the confidence level they have here, too, as they head into the state tournament here. Here we're going to get a week off, or about 8 days off here, before they have to get back after it at the boys' state tournament. We'll have, of course, the girls' state tournament starting up here, and then the boys will get after it after that. But they'll get a chance now here to come and cut the nets down here, get the ladder going, and the boys here from Riverside lining up to have their opportunity, and it'll be Brady Ryan up the ladder first here to take a sniff here at
Nets, and the crowd gives him a round of applause. He played a great game here tonight, too. I mean, you look up down the roster, there's not many guys you would and say he did a great job of contributing in some fashion here for Riverside, and that's why they won so big.
Well, and there weren't a lot of points scored by anybody but Ricky Williams in the first half. He had all but six of their first half points, and I assume that was by design. That's what was open. That's what they were going to take advantage of. So it's easy to look at the other guys and say, well, gee, they didn't contribute, but you know, somebody's got to get the ball to him. They did a nice job, not just getting the ball, but getting him places where he can actually make something happen, down on the low block. We said time and time again in the first half that how many times can you give Ricky Williams opportunities down that close? He's just going to make shots when you give him the ball that low, and that's credit to the other guys.
So that's the look at how things panned out here for you. We'll take a look here at these full numbers here for you as well here tonight. For the Riverside Bulldogs, we mentioned the big game Ricky Williams had, 26 points for him here this evening. And he did a lot of that work, too, at the free throw line, as he was able to knock down a bunch of shots there from the stripe here this evening as well. As he hit 8 shots from the free throw line here this evening. Also, 10 points chipped in here this evening from Ian Patrick. 7 points chipped in as well by Brady Ryan. He had 6 apiece coming from Malachi Dillon and also Kyle Myers. 5 points for Garrett Graves. And 2 points apiece chipped in by both Tanner Ford and Preston Steinhoff here with a late bucket in this contest. They're 12-20 from the free throw line to help out themselves in the victory as they improve to 24-1. For Villisca, ending their season here at 22-5 for Coach Jim Overmeyer, they were led by 25 points from Travis Herzberg, and give him a lot of credit because he sure played his guts out here tonight. He had a laser on the basket there in the second half for a while, hitting a lot of outside shots that kept Villisca at least within breathing distance, but it just wasn't enough as he didn't get much help out there on the floor. Damon Sunderman with 10 points, and then just 2 other guys on the book with 4 from Austin Sorensen and 2 from Max Motterly as they were 7-12 from the free throw line. So, you know, you look at a sheet like that, especially for a team that had 4 guys that averaged in double figures, and you're really kind of scratching your head, where'd the offense go?
Yeah, you get 35 points out of 2 guys and just 6 from the rest of the team. It's tough to win ball games at any level doing that. It is a tough night for Villisca. But, you know, it's hard to walk off the floor that last time. But the Blue Jays had a terrific season in their final season as Villisca for basketball, too. 22-5, they ran into a better team tonight, but just played a better ball game.
And the boys just doing the final touches here on cutting down that net. And it looks like it's going to be the big man, Ricky Williams, that might get the final go at it here in just a moment to wrap up the celebration here at Council of Abraham Lincoln High School as we finish this Hawaii Sub-State Final here. He gets a big round of applause, if you can imagine, from everyone out there and seeing him cut down here the final strings here in this one. He'll get his piece, and actually looks like maybe a head coach Jason Chilingowski will get a little go at it here to get that final notch there off the net and bring it down as they get to cut down and celebrate here at Count Philip Abraham Lincoln High School.
Also tonight, Jefferson Catholic has qualified for the 2A state tournament. They have beaten Red Oak 59-46 tonight in a 2A sub-state final.
So Jefferson Catholic wins. They move on in 2A. Also, Nottoway Valley moved on in 2A tonight as well. 64-61. They win a close one over North Polk here this evening. They trailed by 2 at halftime in that game and came back to get the victory. So some area squads moving on to the state tournament. We'll go ahead and take a break and wrap things up here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wickman Chemical boosts yields and profits on your farm. Contact Wickman Chemical to cover your fertilizer, chemical, grass seed, and tiling needs. For high return, low cost inputs, call Wickman Chemical today. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance abuse or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of your use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential. Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with 2 doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Welcome back here to Council of Abraham Lincoln High School here as we wrap up our coverage here tonight of this Class 1A State Final.
as it's a Riverside Bulldog victory tonight, 64-41 over the Villisca Blue Jays, and Riverside will move on to the State 1A tournament. And we'll have some more basketball coming up for you on Monday night, and we hope to have another local team celebrating our way onto the state tournament as well. We should have a fun one right back in these seats, perhaps. So we're back here at Abraham Lincoln High School coming up on Monday night as the Atlantic Trojans will be taking on the Harlan Cyclones for the third time this season. They try to get their third victory of the year over Harlan, and if they do so, they move on to the Class 3A state tournament, and we'll have that coming up for you on Monday night. 7 o'clock is the tip time. We'll be on the air at about 6:45 to get your pregame coverage and get you ready for that one, and hope to have another fun game on Monday.
Yep, sure we will. It's the third time around for those two teams, and they always play tough games. The first two games went right down to the last possession, so I'm sure we expect no different coming up on Monday night.
So that will wrap things up for us here tonight. The players still celebrating out on the floor, so we'll give them their chance to celebrate and have some fun here this evening. Once again, 64-41, the final score. Riverside defeats Villisca here tonight at Council of Abraham Lincoln High School. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks, and good night from Council Bluffs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Let their professional staff help you in properly pricing your home, showing it, and getting the best offer for you. Let them do the detail work for you. For the best in service, call Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Second Street Transmission and Repair, specializing in engine and transmission rebuilding and replacement. They also offer complete air conditioning service, recharging, retrofitting, and parts replacement. Second Street Transmission and Repair, 305 West 2nd Street in Atlantic. The Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn invites you to stop in and take a tour. You don't have to be Danish to explore the heritage and the traditions. Across oceans, across time. At the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn.